It is Mr. Todd Pyro, the host of Fox and Friends First.
You don't know that.
Well, Todd, this is your opportunity to come clean if you are.
You do not know that. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. So far, I believe it's most of America has helped these guys.
People have been charged with helping. Million. Like at least 10 people or something like that.
Can I give myself credit for making a really good point on my own show today?
Please.
Let's talk about me. Let's talk about me more, I think. I was on the phone. I was on doing an interview with a former assistant FBI director, Chris Swecker. And I was just like, the more these people get arrested for helping, or at least the more they try to help, that's breadcrumbs for the investigators trying to find these guys. Because, you know, you would assume that some of these convicts didn't necessarily have cell phones when they escaped, but let's say they got them. Well, they're communicating now with people, and you can trace those calls. And you can trace credit cards and stuff like that. So money trails. It's hysterical. This is how they're finding these folks, guaranteed.
Yeah, I've watched that story with some fascination. So if I understand it correctly, they pressured some maintenance guy into turning the water off in their cell, and then they ripped the toilet out of the wall and crawled through the hole? Is that what they think?
Yes.
Wow.
And then they, yeah, and impressive, huh?
Yeah.
Now, I will say, to your point about helping these guys, I am having a real serious problem in my house with a water filter that, for whatever reason, every time I turn it on, it sprays a lot of water. So if these guys are familiar with sort of preventing water without closing off a main valve, I could use that expertise right about now. Maybe I will help.
Everybody,
well, do you want the convicted
help.
Murderer? Because I saw one of the guys has been convicted
Look,
of multiple murders.
Wow.
He might do the labor
Kim,
for you for cheap.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you saw me yesterday when I was very un-TV-like, very un-classic Todd-like, and I was in my underwear, which was soaking wet, so it looked like I was in reverse spring break, you know, where the ladies pour water on the dudes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And was cursing out basically everything in my house, threatening to put the house on the market, looking to kick things, but my wife was down there, so I didn't want... I take a contact. Bring him on. I'll take anybody at this point. This is the worst filter. I've had more problems with it. All I'm trying to do is keep my kids from getting cancer. Filter the water out. But no, every time I put this freaking filter... It is ruining my day. As you might be able to tell, you're getting a real authentic reaction. I am so angry right now. If anybody has the GE water filter and can give me advice in there in St. Louis as to how to keep it from leaking, I'm all ears.
Have you hired the Maytag repairman? Shouldn't you be bringing somebody over like that?
I'm close to somebody. I think it's broken, and I don't think it can be fixed. I think I have to get a completely different system. But I'm not going with this one. GE, you've let me down.
I have to tell you, Todd, I know you guys probably covered this morning. I've watched it a dozen times now, and that is the French president getting smacked in the face by his wife right before he walks off this airplane. At first I thought, no, she's just messing around. But when you look at it again in slow motion, that is not a gentle push to the face.
It was very intentional, it looked like.
They ain't playing. They is not playing. So can I use a joke that I didn't get a chance to use on air because
Please.
The moment wasn't quite right?
Go ahead.
May I? I'm asking for permission.
No, you have my permission.
Okay, so we did a story on sharks, shark sightings, sharks getting ready. And my question was, is at the end of the newscast, so you figure we've had a couple segments in which to get the Macron story in, which we did. My question was, last question. Is it true that what you are supposed to do if you find yourself face-to-face with a shark and can't swim away is punch it in the face, you know, much like Emmanuel Macron's wife?
It's funny because when he does it, she punches him. Like, they pull the door open to the aircraft. He's standing there. All of a sudden, you see this hand with a red sleeve come out of nowhere and smack him in the face. He turns around and realizes he was on camera, and he kind of shakes his head and waves, and then he moves back toward her. At the,
what were
like,
they
out
fighting
the way.
About? You know, Candace Owens has gone off
yeah.
and trying to say
oh,
that
yeah.
the wife is a Ooh. Really a guy.
I know.
Yeah, I don't want to go there. I feel like...
Not sure I believe that.
She obviously posed her version of evidence. It may be true, it may not be. Far be it from me to opine on that, but I can opine on, you know, Emmanuel Macron being married to George Foreman, apparently, the late George Foreman, God rest his soul.
With a good right hook, at the very least. Yeah. How was your holiday weekend?
It was fine.
Minus the filter.
I feel that ruined yesterday. Yeah, I feel like you people that have kids out of the house, you love to ask, how was your weekend? People love, how was your weekend? Have a good weekend? I was like, I have a 4 and a 3-year-old. You've lived through this. You know what my weekend's like. I don't have, it's not going to be like, oh, Mark, the fun that we had. Like, my wife and I were drinking martinis and we were out till all hours of the, no. You know exactly what my life is now for the next 10 years. And I'm not complaining. I love it. I love every aspect of it. But don't sit there on your fancy radio mic and, you know, get out there. Oh, what did you do? I can't wait to tell you that I went to the lake and I stared out at nothingness for 3 straight days. And now I'm back refreshed. I'm cranky. And this was before the leak heard around the world.
I don't hear any crankiness in your voice, Todd.
You start, you're plotting the day. What can we do to fill these hours and entertain the children before we can get them down for a nap or bed?
Yeah, but is then that, you, is that you what missed, you're talking about? Isn't this weird, Todd, where sometimes you just want that time with your spouse or you just want to relax, and so you get the your kid to bed and then you kind of miss them and you find yourself talking about them or looking at pictures of them?
All day you're just like, these kids are driving me up a wall. And you know what usually happens? Like, especially then when you're like, go to bed and it's been 13 seconds, you'll be like, I miss Pookie and Ray Ray. Or like today, the Monday after, I had a bunch of things cancel on me just today. And instead of leaving later and like taking time at work to get things done, I'm like, I'm going to go home. We have a sick kid. I want to be with her, you know? And it's just, that's being a parent. I have a golden opportunity to foist this all upon my wife and make her deal with the difficulty of having a sick kid at home. But no, I'm going to go home. And it's not because I want to be a good spouse. It's because I want to hang out with this person who basically has ruined every other day. It's like, I think something else is going to be different this time. I know it's not instinctively, but I love it. I can't get enough. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't want to go there. That's not right. I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, I love being around her, even though she, you know, she's tough.
it is tough sometimes. That's for sure. Hey, I know you guys probably covered this morning. I'm fascinated by this Noah's Ark story.
No, we didn't.
You didn't cover it?
Have you heard about that story? No.
So on Mount Ararat, like in the 70s, they discovered this shape up on the side of the mountain that they thought was about the size and shape of Noah's Ark, but the government would never let them go up and investigate it. And finally, they've gone up with ground-penetrating radar, in Turkey, and they've taken soil samples, and it matches the exact length and width and everything of what the shape of Noah's Ark would have been.
And even the soil, like the soil pH has level
potassium in it,
yeah,
which they think would be decaying from decaying wood because it's above the tree line. So it's
that's awesome.
It's pretty exciting stuff. I can't wait to find out more details on it.
That is a great pitch, and I'm just going to sit here and say, I got nothing.
Sounds like a great story.
I look forward to the people who know more about it to opine on it. Well, I, in fact, will not.
I hope you get some more rest, Todd. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
I literally heard somebody close their door in our hallway during this segment, so that lets you know. Anyway, have a great week, St.
Louis.
All right.
See you, buddy. All right. Take care. Appreciate that. Actually, I saw this story on the Fox website, which is why I assumed improperly that Todd might have covered it this morning on Fox and Friends First. But I love that story. I can't wait to find out more details on it. And the fact that it's the shape and size of what that ark would have been is fascinating. And why they haven't investigated it before now, I have no idea. But that's pretty cool. It's a boat-shaped object on the top of Mount Ararat. That's awesome. All right, coming up, we're going to get to 2A Tuesday, and then Kim on a whim at about 7:45. Stay tuned.